Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is by the prophet named Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 3. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Thus far our text. You may be seated. We confess the Holy Trinity. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. Yet there are not three gods, but one God. All religions save Christianity deny the Trinity, and even many Christians struggle with this idea. Indeed, human reason simply cannot discover, understand, or explain the Holy Trinity. The concept seems totally ridiculous, and it's certainly incomprehensible. So how do we know that God is triune? The Bible, the Word of God, of course. Now, to be clear, the word Trinity itself does not appear in the Bible, but the teaching certainly does. From the opening verses of Genesis to the closing verses of Revelation, Holy Scripture clearly teaches there is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and into whose triune name we are baptized and called. The Apostle Paul reminds us that the riches, wisdom, and knowledge belonging to God are deep. This doesn't mean we simply can ignore this precious teaching. Yes, we cannot fully comprehend or understand the Blessed Holy Trinity, yet to deny this fundamental Bible teaching is to put our faith in peril. Although our understanding is limited, what we do learn about the Holy Trinity from Scripture gives Christians great comfort and joy, gives us comfort and peace. He, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is present and active in our lives, supporting and defending us, rescuing us from sin, death, and the devil, calling us by the precious gospel into a living relationship with Him and fellow Christians. And so today, on this day, the church especially celebrates the Holy Trinity. We shall give special attention to all that God does for us. I believe in God the Father Almighty. Indeed, it is a great blessing that God permits us to call Him Father. Yes, God made all people, and we understand by this that He is the Father of all mankind, but only people believing in Jesus can appreciate all that it means when we call God Father. God indeed is a loving Father who teaches and encourages His dear children so that we repent of our sins and receive His great mercy and forgiveness. We learn to trust and depend upon Him, the same as dear children trust and depend upon their dear Father. And He desires us to live and enjoy His love and abundant blessing so that we can live here on earth without fear or worry. We rejoice that God is our Creator, our Father. He made us and all living things. He gives us our bodies and souls, our skills and abilities. We can think and use our mind. We can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. Yet His goodness doesn't end there. He gives us clothing and shoes, food and drink, house, home, families, property. He graciously defends and protects us from all harm and danger. In short, our dear Father gives us everything we need to support our bodies and lives here. We don't earn our Father's love. He freely and daily shows us His divine goodness and mercy. All these things God has done and continues to do for us. Thus it is our duty and should be our joy and delight to thank and praise, to serve and obey Him. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. Our Father's love includes our salvation. We are sinners, and God has the right to be angry with us and punish us forever. Yet God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, our Father's love is the reason His Son came, not to judge the world, for the world is already judged by His law. Instead, the Father sent His Son to save this lost world. God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. Jesus is the Word of God in human flesh, giving light and life for all people. He is the blessed Savior who reveals His Father's glory, full of grace and truth. Jesus, true God and true man, is our Lord and Redeemer. We are lost sinners. God's law judges us guilty and condemned. We deserve eternal death. Yet Jesus Christ came to redeem us. He fought the battle against sin, death, and the devil. And He won. He lived the perfect life we cannot. He paid the price required to redeem us poor, miserable sinners. His holy, precious blood and innocent suffering and death. Our God and Lord did all of this so that we may become His own dear people, live in His kingdom, and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Jesus' resurrection proves that all believers shall stand before His throne and sing His praises forever. He lives, therefore we shall live also. And His gift of eternal life is ours even now. And He has freed us now to offer Him thanks and praise. I believe in the Holy Spirit. With our own strength and abilities, we cannot believe or come to Jesus Christ. Faith is not something that we do. Faith is a work of the Holy Spirit in us. The third person of the Holy Trinity has called us with the gospel. He helped us understand through His gifts. He sanctifies us. And even though the world, devil, and our sinful flesh constantly strive to lead us from God, the Holy Spirit keeps us holding on to the one true faith. He does this not only for us as individuals, He does it for the church throughout the world. It is the Holy Spirit who creates and cares for and defends the one holy Christian church. In this church, we receive the forgiveness of sins. In this church, we find holy baptism, holy absolution, and the Lord's Supper. God the Holy Spirit gathers us around these things to feed and nourish our weak faith. He dwells in us. His presence is God's promise that we are indeed His dear children. The Holy Spirit grants us strength to avoid the snares of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, snares that they constantly cast before us. Even after death, the Holy Spirit cares for us. And on the last day, He shall raise up us and all the dead. And we and all believers in Christ shall receive eternal life. Thus we see how much our blessed Holy Trinity loves us. He gives us our bodies and souls and cares for us. He saves us lost sinners through His death and resurrection. He gives us the faith we need to trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Unbelievers cannot see these great blessings, but thanks be to God that He has opened our eyes through His Word. Thus we can thank the Lord and sing His praise, telling everyone all the things He has done. Yes, The triune God doesn't want us to keep the good news secret. He wants all people to know and believe in Jesus the same as we know and believe in him. Someone must tell other people. God sends you, me, and all believers to tell the world Jesus is Lord and Savior of all people. It is our privilege to share our faith with others, and he shall give us the strength and confidence to do this. And so we thank the triune God. Yes, he is the Lord of hosts, but he cares for us here, not only today, but every day. We sometimes maybe think we are not worthy of his attention. Not true. The Father loves you and wants you to live with him forever through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Holy Trinity. Glory give to his name forever. Amen. And now the peace of God is above all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Please rise.